Meeting of the House Labor and Commerce meeting, I'll please come to order. It's 3:10 on January 31st. Let's try the right month. In attendance are Representative Gatto, Representative Ledoux, Representative Newman, myself, Representative Olson, Representative Ramirez, Representative Book, and Representative Gardner. Today we'll be hearing House Bill 151, Recorking Wine Served with a Meal. Emily, would you care to join us? And please state your name and affiliation for the record.
Okay. For the record, my name is Emily Stancliffe, staff to Representative Ramirez. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 51 is a bill aimed at lowering the blood alcohol content of individuals who enjoy wine with their meal. An average person has a blood alcohol content of 0.02 with one drink, 0.06 with three drinks, and after four drinks is legally intoxicated. House Bill 51 accomplishes its goal of lowering the BAC by eliminating the need to consume an entire bottle of wine so as not to surrender the value of the bottle. Presently, if you go into a restaurant and you order a bottle of wine with your meal, most would either drink just a glass or two and leave it partially full, or they would feel compelled to drink the entire bottle. And most of us know that most people leave the bottle at the restaurant. House Bill 51 would allow the customer to ask that that bottle they purchased be recorked and or sealed and transport the bottle home. Recorking will involve replacing the original cork or a similar cork into the bottle of wine, and it would need a corkscrew to open the bottle again. And how the bottle would be sealed would be determined by the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. Sealing the bottle can include anything from a seal over the bottle top or placing the bottle in a sleeve and having the sleeve stapled at the top. In either case, the bottle would need to be remain sealed during transport and would not be considered an open container if it was sealed. House Bill 51 is a solution to an acceptable practice that already exists with having wine with a meal, and its goal is to assure that it's not too much wine. We'd appreciate your support of House Bill 51 and would be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Sponsor.
Yeah, thank you. If I could just add for the record, that was just an example that the more that you, we weren't being specific about BAC levels, just simply
right.
That the more glasses you consume, the higher your BAC level, and that our communities are safer when people consume less wine with their meal because their BAC level is lower, their impairment on the road is less high, and so why induce people to finish a bottle but there's a human... There's a human notion that we all have about not wanting to surrender value. And there's no question that you can take the other half of your prime rib dinner with you. But with the current ABC laws, you're not allowed to take the wine with you. And so what it does is it encourages the consumer to finish the bottle and not surrender the value that would be left otherwise at the table. And so we think that primarily, this piece of legislation should be viewed as something that makes our community safer without involving government or anything negative, just by applying a little bit of common sense and letting people carry the remaining value with them to enjoy in their homes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that one of the concerns that people have had is about taking a bottle and when it's an open bottle and how to seal it so that in when it's in a car it's not in violation of any of our other laws. And I notice that the sponsor statement says what House Bill 51 does is allow the restaurant to recork the bottle in such a manner as to require the use of a corkscrew to open it, and that would clearly address that issue about a sealed bottle in a vehicle. But the bill itself says that it could be removed if, one, the cork's reinserted and can only be removed by a corkscrew, or two, the bottle is sealed or packaged by the licensee in a manner set by the board. Is there any benefit in putting on the record that the manner set by the board needs to ensure that the bottle is, the way it's transported, doesn't violate any of our existing transportation of alcohol laws?
Representative Ramirez, would you care to
thank
respond?
You. Yes, through the chair, Representative Gardner, last year it was determined that it would be best for the ABC board to determine it. Secondly, they make a contraption for about $50 or $75 that actually recorks a bottle of wine and shoves the cork significantly into the bottle so that it can't be hand pulled. And thirdly, there is a significant movement among even better quality wines to go toward a screw top wine. So we tried to interpret this broadly to allow the ABC board to incorporate all the changes in the industry, much like the bill we took up earlier, where the ABC board sometimes is leading and sometimes is trailing. And in this case, we want to let them set the tone for how to best monitor of safe resealing and the safe transportation of a bottle of wine that was previously opened and has been resealed by a restaurant.
Thank you.
Representative Gardner.
And then in follow-up on a related matter, what would happen in the event that a restaurant declines to have the resealing capability or runs out of supplies or is unwilling?
I think the bill allows for restaurants to, under their own discretion, decide if this is a practice that they want to choose to do, and if they've so advertised that the bottle could be resealed. I think it would be on a case-by-case basis with each restaurant.
Representative Rammers.
Thank you, through the chair. Representative Gardner, the restaurant that I own, for instance, we have a corkage fee, meaning that we allow you to bring a bottle of wine from home, and for a fee of $15, you can open that bottle in our restaurant, which is a practice that is allowed in the state of Alaska. But the restaurant right next to mine may not honor that. So if you brought a bottle from home, they may say, well, we don't allow that on these premises. Mm-hmm. You'll have to buy something from our wine list. And so in this case, I think it would be at the discretion of each restaurant whether they wanted to participate in a recorking program, and then would become, you know, whether you're satisfying the needs of your restaurant patrons or not.
Representative,
thank you.
Gardner.
But ultimately, it'd be the responsibility of the restaurant to ensure that the bottle that has been opened on their premises and is leaving the premises is sealed in such a way to comply with this law.
Yeah, they'd be in violation if they didn't.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Representative Newman.
Concerning Representative Gardner's question is, when I'm reading this, it says a person may not remove that from the premises. So if they ran out of supplies, they could not remove that. If the bottle is sealed or packaged by the licensee in a matter set by the board, and I think maybe this could maybe say the ABC board, because that doesn't say that in there. But I read that to say that the ABC board could even, that's the check and balance in it all, is they could actually make it more difficult, you know, if they, you can either have a recorking machine or they can come up with something else. You know, I had a little question run through my mind also when it said, you know, you could put it in a package and staple it or something like that. But obviously that's something that probably the ABC board would not allow. So I would think that at a minimum, it would have to have a new cork installed in it or the original cork in a manner that it would be sealed, or something that the ABC board would approve. So I think so. That's the very minimum we'd do is put a new cork in there. But if you ran out of a cork, then obviously you couldn't do that because it says you can't remove it unless it is. So.
Representative Gutter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To the sponsor, are there any other beverages, not wine, that are alcoholic, that are served with meals, that a person might also wish to remove, and in which case those would or would not be covered?
Through the chair, Representative Gunn, no.
Representative Boo?
Well, there are the microbreweries. You can bring a growler in, and they'll
a beer.
Beer, and they'll refill it up. If you buy it on the premises, or you can use it on site, and you can reseal it. And there's, to my knowledge, no requirement for that. So. That's the only thing I can think of.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have one more question, and that is, when I see teenagers in the audience, I think, what will a teenager do next? Is it possible for a teenager to have an open bottle, and when the red lights and the sirens come up behind them, to drive the cork down and but there are other features besides the recessed cork, am I correct? So that they would never be able to complete the whole operation of hiding what they're doing.
Actually, if I could interject at this point in time, I've had a recorking machine probably for about 15 years. They're manual. You can use the same cork, you can use a new cork, and it pushes, on my particular one, it pushes it down maybe a quarter of an inch below the rim of the bottle. It would be virtually impossible to get it out without either breaking the neck of the bottle or using a corkscrew. I can't imagine using a corkscrew and driving at the same time, but I imagine if somebody really wanted to do it, they could find a way, but I know on mine it really tightens them up.
Thank you. If I...
Representative Rammer.
And if I may add, it's no greater hazard than if an adult were to buy a minor a bottle of alcohol in a package store. The same hazard exists of a minor consuming, no greater, no lesser. But one of the things that we had discussed was sleeving the bottle. You know, so I mean, we took some precautions when this went through the House last time to address precisely this and to address Representative Book's concern. This is wine, but you're right, it does apply to growlers also, but this is specifically wine, which often is expensive. And that's one of the concerns that we had, was that if you were to buy a $70 bottle of wine and there was this much wine left in it, why do we want to encourage people to finish it if they're already satisfied? Take it home. Ideally, nobody gets into a car accident at home. It's when you leave home. And we would like to reduce the BAC levels of people when they leave a restaurant and not force them to have to choose between a higher BAC level when they've already satisfied and yet not to surrender the value that's mm-hmm. sitting on their tabletop.
I'd like to add that we've got Doug Griffin online from Alcoholic Beverage Control, and we've also got Cindy Cashin from the Alaska Highway Safety Office. And if any of the committee members has any questions for either of them, we can take shots at them.
Thank you, Mr.
Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just would like to bring this into the record here a little bit and state it publicly, too, is the ABC Board, Alcohol Beverage Control Board, in a letter that Representative Ramirez asked their opinion from the director on that, Mr. Griffith. And his comments were that HB 51 is very specific in describing circumstances when wine ordered and served for consumption may be released or removed from the licensed premises. Your bill is limited to wine. And then further down it states that recorking provisions are found in many states. The consensus of the states that allow the resealing of wine not consumed with a meal is that the benefits outweigh the potential problems. And I think that that's important that that's in the record, you know, read into it. I think that's an important part of what we're looking at. And it goes on to a little bit more. It says it takes away an excuse for persons to drink excessively and then get out and drive. And I think that's the whole pretense of this law, and I commend Representative Ramirez for this.
Representative Ramirez.
And if I may, I believe that was the opinion of Doug Griffin and not the opinion of the ABC board, who did not convene to support his position necessarily, but he is the director of the ABC board.
Mr. Griffin, would you like to qualify that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Doug Griffin. I am the director of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. I put that statement in there only because the board has not met to formally take a position on this bill. And probably when we next meet, I don't know where this bill will be. Our next meeting is scheduled for February 21st in Juneau. And generally at that time, we will review all of the legislation that's been introduced that does affect their responsibility and jurisdiction as a board. So I have to put that in as a qualifier, but I can say that I don't think the board would have a problem with this bill, but I don't know their position. The discussion of the committee, I think, has been great and very to the point, and I don't really have a whole lot to add. I think the actual number is that I think over 30 states, I think it's 34, but I don't know exactly, but over 30 states have recorking bills. In discussions with material that I've read that comes into my attention from organizations of ABC directors around the country, I do draw that conclusion. That's in my letter, that the consensus is that obviously what you have here in the discussion, the committee's touched on it exactly, is the question of overconsumption of alcohol and impairment for purposes of driving versus the open container. And somehow, you know, the public, those of you that make public policy, have to kind of square that that situation where you may have these two public policy questions kind of at loggerheads. But I think the bill does that by it does give the ABC this requirement to do it. But like I say, we have, I think, 34 other states where we can learn from, see what they use in terms of making a bottle that's resealed, tamper resistant for purposes of transporting it home. This could be something as simple as tamper-proof tape on screw-top bottles, reinserting the cork, as you mentioned, Mr. Chairman. There are those devices to reinsert corks. Yeah, I think it would be up to the restaurant to in question, or the liquor licensee in question, to have the equipment to be able to reseal. If they couldn't meet our requirements for properly resealing a bottle, they wouldn't be able to offer that service to their customer. And I think that the idea behind this is that customers are probably more likely to, I mean, I think it's in their interest to have that equipment on board because it's to be able to provide that service. If their competitors, it's a competitive marketplace out there in the restaurant business, so they need to be able to provide that service if their competitors are doing it. And I think the industry, the general perception is that people are maybe more willing to buy a little more expensive bottle of wine if they know they can take some of it home. So I think it's a good bill. I think it does come down on the side of providing a safer environment out on the roadways, and that's very important, of course, to us and to you and the citizens of Alaska. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Griffin? Thank you, Mr. Griffin.
Thank you, sir.
Anybody in the room that would like to comment on the bill? Representative Boot.
Through the chair, I would like to commend Representative Ramirez's intent on this. I think it gives the public an opportunity to enjoy certain opportunities in the public and yet remain safe while driving home. And I think that this is a well-intended bill, and I support it completely.
Any other comments? What are the wishes of the committee? Representative
Newman. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 51, 25 LS0266/A from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Is there any opposition? Hearing no opposition, it's moving on to finance. And with that, we're adjourned at 3:29.
Stay here.